Hello and welcome to the Managing Uncertainty podcast. This is Brian Strauser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath. And in episode 155, I want to talk about our new 5-day Business Continuity Accelerator course. This is an interactive online course that will help you accelerate your career and business continuity program over the 5-day cohort. This course really came about because over the last 8 years, as I've worked as a consultant and CEO of a consulting agency, we have been inside a lot of business continuity programs. We have talked with boards, with executive teams, with leaders, with stakeholders and partners. We've been all over some of the largest corporations, most complex organizations in the world, public, private, nonprofit, and even government agencies. And we've seen a lot of challenges with business continuity. We're often brought in because the board or the executive team wants to understand where the program sits and how it could be better. We're often asked questions like, where does the program stand? How could the program be more effective? How do the leaders and the team stack up? Do we have the right skill sets there? And are they able to do the things that we want to do? How is the program making our organization more resilient? And probably the most important question we get is, what could we do better? Now that you've told us how we're doing, what could we do better? And we've done dozens and dozens of these evaluations at organizations of all sizes and industries and operating space geographies throughout the world. And it's given myself and our team a very unique perspective on the challenges that organizations are facing today with resilience and with business continuity. And it's given us a lot of insight into how to help business continuity professionals like you develop credibility and move their program forward. So as we thought about how we could best share this knowledge, we've crafted this 5-day business continuity accelerator to really address those challenges and do it head on. And we're doing it by covering 5 key topics that we believe can help accelerate your business continuity program success. So the way we've positioned the program, and then I want to dive into the first lesson by telling a story. We cover over 5 days, we cover 5 topics. You do a little bit of pre-work prior to starting the course. And then over 5 days, we do 5 lessons. We do this in a Slack community where you can go in on your own time, watch the video at a time that makes sense for you, from a mobile device, a tablet, a desktop, whatever makes sense. You watch a video lesson from me personally, and then you have an activity to undertake, some homework to do. And then you post about that homework in a Slack channel, and you and the rest of your cohort, the others that are taking the course at the same time, along with our team here at BrightPath, you weigh in and read and comment on each other's homework. So it's a process of both sharing your work, but also listening or reading the feedback of others, and also providing feedback to others, which I think makes it makes you more receptive to giving and receiving feedback as well. But here's what we do. Day 1, Monday, the lesson is about how to position your business continuity program for value. And I'm going to talk more about this in a moment. Lesson 2 on Tuesday is about crafting an effective BIA. Now, you're going to tell me that you have an effective BIA, and maybe you do. But almost every time that we've gone in to do a program evaluation of an organization, we have looked at the BIA and suggested significant changes to that process. Mostly what we do is find ways to simplify the BIA so that it's more meaningful for your business teams and so that they're more willing to listen to you as you approach and work with them on your annual life cycle. Lesson 3 on Wednesday is about using metrics to build credibility and how to leverage metrics to gain commitment from your teams. Lesson 4 on Thursday is about what I think is one of the biggest opportunities in business continuity, and that is how to leverage governance to help mature your business continuity program. We'll talk about the role of executive sponsors, of your steering committee, how to have an effective steering committee, and how you can really leverage that to get the things that you need for your program, but also to solve some of the bigger challenges that you're faced with in your organization. And then lastly, on Friday, we tie things together by talking about how to build good muscle memory for your critical teams through simple business continuity plans and impactful exercises. No matter where you are in your business continuity journey, we think there's something for you to learn along the way in the 5-day business continuity accelerator. Now, I want to dive into what really drove me to want to create this program. And that is this brief story, which I think I've told a version of before. But many years ago at my last employer, before I launched BrightPath, I was offered the position of head of business continuity, crisis management, and global intelligence at a Fortune 30 organization that I was working at. I had spent most of my career in the corporate security organization, and I had worked in some of these areas before, particularly crisis management, about 4 years prior to this. But I had just come off a really difficult short-term assignment involving the organization's proxy contest, where I led a big portion of that campaign for the general counsel and the chief marketing officer, and they were creating this new position. And my would-be boss came to me and said, I'd like to promote you and have you take over this team. And look, getting to that level was an important career goal for me, and I felt like I was ready and I was well supported in the organization, but I was like, man, I don't know if I want that job. And so I told him, I said, you know, I don't really know all that much about business continuity. I spent most of my time in crisis management and other corporate security roles. And honestly, most of what I've done at headquarters is run a technology portfolio and corporate security and retail loss prevention innovation projects, not really working in business continuity and crisis management. And he looked at me and goes, okay, first of all, that's bull. You do know this. But also, I don't think any of that matters, Brian. What I need here is the basics of the program are here, but I need somebody who knows how to position and market the hell out of this thing in a way that business leaders across the organization will buy in and they will commit to doing the things that need to be done. And you know how to do that. And he was right. I had done this on a number of corporate security technology projects that people thought were nuts, but they had a solid business case. They were just different from the way we had done things before. And so I took the challenge on. And what I learned from this during my time there and then the last decade or so as a consultant is that a lot of business continuity programs and their teams and their leaders and their sponsors fail at this because they can't gain the commitment from their business leaders to build an effective, resilient strategy for the organization. That's why our pre-course lesson, the lesson you start with before the program starts, that you get access to right away, has you go out and interview some key stakeholders across your organization. And you're going to ask some open-ended questions about their perception of your business continuity program. And you're going to ask them what they need from you to support their business objectives. This is part of what this is why our first lesson then becomes, how do we take that information and learn from it? And then use that to properly position and market your business continuity program. How do we set your program up for success because you're addressing the very business challenges that your stakeholders are telling you need to be solved? And this is one of the biggest gaps I see with gaining commitment over compliance in a business continuity program. It's why that first lesson is about positioning. It's why another one of our lessons is about how to leverage effective governance to gain the commitment that you need. And so these are the kind of topics we're teaching in the Business Continuity Accelerator. We see this as a 5-day crash course in how to position your program for success and then building a roadmap to execute on those goals over the next month. So from my standpoint, if you didn't just roll your eyes at me and say, well, duh, Brian, I mean, I already know all this. And every single one of my business leaders is absolutely thrilled when I call them and say, it's time to work on your annual BIA and update your business continuity plan. Then I think you should enroll in the program. Learn more at the link that's in the show notes from today. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. We'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.